internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am your host, Stephen Roy. It is the 24th of Saturday, the year of our Lord, 2026. And we're going to do the Rumble first, as it's game day here in West Texas. Yeah, we're got a blizzard going. ESPN Game Day was here at the USA. That's the arena where Texas Tech plays basketball. And today they're playing Houston. The show starts in an hour from now, but I doubt kickoff or tip-off will be in exactly 1 hour. It never is. Anywho, so we'll do the Rumble first. Let's do that. All right, here we go. Did I not bring water out here? Guess not. Did not bring water. Oh, well. Let's wing it anyway. Here we go. Let me take the headphones off. Hopefully I won't get choky. Could happen. Welcome to the Rumble for the 24th of January, the year of our Lord, 2024. As you can see, I've got my fancy vest on. This is my Z-Man vest. It's older than dirt. And I don't even remember when I bought it. Probably, I bet you it was like 7 years ago. It's all faded down here where you can't see. It's got bleach stains. And I wasn't going to wear it for the show. But I realized when I put this shirt on that it's got a logo here from an apparel sponsor that no longer sponsors Texas Tech. So I'm not going to wear that again. But speaking of which, Texas Tech is playing Houston today. Huge game. Huge. Probably the two best, or at least one, you know, two of the two best basketball teams in the Big 12. Big 12 is the best basketball league. I don't care what anybody says. They're better than the SEC. Now, there are some schools that have really good basketball teams that are basketball schools. Well, Texas Tech is not a basketball school. If anything, it's a football school. Did you know that 85% of athletic budgets typically come from football, especially in your major universities? Now, there are universities that are principally basketball schools, and Houston is one of those. They probably spend more on basketball than they do on football, and I'm not judging. That's okay. Houston's always been good in basketball. Well, they spend the money on it, probably more than football. I saw one player on the Texas, on the ESPN broadcast, because like I said, ESPN Game Day was at the USA. That's the United Sports Arena that where Tech plays. Anyway, we are under blizzard conditions right now as I broadcast. I was going to take this this iPad off the stand and take it outside and show you the snow, because we are getting snow. There is a break right now, but we have been getting snow here in West Texas, and it rarely snows. We usually get a few inches a year, and that's it. Not like where I've lived before, like the Truckee Tahoe area or the Eastern Sierra Nevada or the Western Sierra Nevada, where when I lived in the Western Sierra Nevada foothills. I've lived in Bend, Oregon. I've lived in Southeast Alaska. Even when I lived in Southwest Kansas, we got snow. So I've lived in snow country for many years. And so I know how to drive in it, know how to live in it, and I don't want to live in it. I don't want to live in a real snow country. So I wouldn't consider the South Plains as a snow country, as real snow country, but we do get cold weather in the winter, and so we got global cooling going on right now in West Texas and across much of the central and northern part of the United States. I'm sure it's been a massive snow in the Sierras and the Rockies and lots of other places too. So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. If you want to join me there, you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. Had, I think it was 9,456 9,453. That goes up and on and up and down all the time, I'm sure, because of bots. Thank you for watching. If you watched last week's Rumble, we had more viewers than usual. That's awesome. You know why? Because there was less politics. When I talk less about politics and more about me or whatever's happening, there tends to be more viewers. In fact, I'm going to do it. I wasn't going to do it, and I know this is not good radio for the podcast, but I'm going to take this iPad off the stand and give you a quick tour of the studio, okay? Here, I'm going to stand up. Okay, there's the backdrop. See where the studio is? Okay, I'm going to turn this around so you can see the lights. There's one light. Got these these rectangular LED lights not long ago. And a ring light used to be in front of the camera, but after I put up the Stephen Roy radio neon lights, I'm sure it's LEDs, but you know, looks like neon. Since I did that, I was getting a funky, like half moon pattern, like a crescent moon pattern from, now you can see the studio from afar. That Christmas wreath, fall wreath. This is also Dee's craft area, and she makes these wreaths. I told her she missed her calling because she probably should be making wreaths for later. I'm just going to take you outside for a second so you can see the snow. This is my massive area outside the studio. And see, we are getting snow. It is snowing. Well, barely snowing. It's snowing right now in West Texas. So there you go. That's the massive area outside the studio. Oh! Almost slipped on my butt. I only got these Texas Tech. Let me see if I can pan this down. See these? Texas Tech. What do you call them? Clogs? I know there's a name brand. I'm not going to mention it, though, because they don't sponsor the show. So I know this is great television, right? Great radio, too. If you can't help me, hear me when I was outside, I can see you can hear me now. Can you hear me now? And now I'm tripping over the cord to the ring light. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and set this thing back down. Put it back in the stand. Theoretically. Isn't that great television? All right. We are back in the studio. Live! No, it's not live. It's recorded. But it sounded funny to say that. So, all right. Let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio because I know there's some articles that I read that I wanted to mention. Is that a sign you're out of breath? Out of breath. We're just walking outside, right? No. All right. Here's a good story for you from Florida. Here's a good story from Florida. Let me back up a little bit. Ken posted this. Thank you, Ken. Another feel-good story. That's kind of a feel-good story anyway. And kudos to this husband. This is exactly what should happen to anyone threatening your family. What have I said before on the show? You threaten me? Or you threaten my family, you threaten my wife, you're going to have a dirt nap, okay? That's why it's safer in Texas, especially West Texas. Here in West Texas, you do a home invasion robbery, you threaten people, you're probably going to meet your maker. You're going to meet your God. Yes, and hopefully you're going to go to heaven, but anyway, that's not for me to judge, is it? So, don't do it. Don't do the crime if you don't want to do the time. Now I can see the mic's a little high. You see that? Let's pull it down. See, it was affecting the radio sign. And here's my koala. I've had this since 1982 when I was in Australia. Really enjoyed it. Don't think I want to go back there now because Australia Stan is going to do a UK Stan and jail people for tweets, right? More people get jailed for longer, especially for longer jail sentences in the UK for a tweet. Your grandfather, and you send out a tweet about this Londonistan, this, you know, I want to say joke of a government. No, it's not a joke. It's a travesty that they're allowing the rape and murder of women and children in the UK. It's a tragedy. It's just disgusting that women and children are being raped in Europe and they're not doing anything about it. Look at the Pakistani rape gangs in the UK and they allowed it to happen. They're allowing it to happen in Europa Stand. Why? It's intentional. This is an intentional invasion, no different than the bribe invasion bloodbath that happened over the last 4 years when the wizard behind the curtain, we know who he was, Malbama, was running the show. Since he was in the White House, the last 6 months of the bribe and slide house, the demented one, Poopy Pants, was in the White House 6 hours in 6 months in the last 4 years of that term. And Malbama was there virtually every day of the last 6 months of the bribe and slide house. Now, we just celebrated 1 year of President Trump's second term, should be his third term, because he won the second term in 2020 before the massive fraud election that more and more evidence shows now is true. Anyway, he has reversed the trend. Close the border, deport tens of thousands of criminal illegal aliens, enforce the law, and then you have these leftist judges that are just releasing criminals. And it's happening still today. It's disgusting. Anyway, got a little off subject there. So on a New Year's Day in Bradenton, Florida, a woman was walking her dog when she was approached by a man in a car who tried to abduct her. The woman managed to escape, ran home, and told her husband. The man followed her home. The husband came outside armed and confronted the man, identified as a 36-year-old, a felon with prior kidnapping convictions. Still out on the street. With kidnapping convictions. According to authorities, the suspect acted threateningly toward the couple. After being confronted, the husband shot the suspect once in the driveway. It looks like he was wanting to die. That's what it looks like, right? That's like death by cop. The dude died at the scene despite life-saving efforts. The state's attorney's office ruled the husband acted in justified self-defense after reviewing the accident. That's in Florida. Thank God. God bless Florida. The sexual predator tried to confront an armed man protecting his wife, and it didn't end out well for him. And you know what I said? He found out. F around and find out. This dude found out. And now he's gone to meet his maker, or he's in hell. More than likely he's in hell to burn for eternity, and it's probably where he should be. Now here's a video of Muzzies blocking the road in the UK. Molly posted, "People need to pay attention. There's a war against Christianity." Yes, Molly, you are correct. There is a war against Christianity. And it says, "Met police ban walking with Jesus march to avoid provoking local Muzzies." Yet Muzzies are allowed to do this, block an entire road, block an interstate. They're allowed to do this, but Christians can't walk with Jesus. You go to jail in the UK if you pray. If you pray to your Lord and Savior like mine, Jesus Christ, you go to jail in the UK. It's disgusting. Speaking of Muzzies, Jean posted this. "If immigrants are not a domestic concern and white Americans are the problem, then the questions answer itself. If you believe the host nation is the threat, you don't demand to run it. You don't lecture it. You don't advocate the rape and murder of women and children. You don't seek power over it. You don't seek power over a nation if you disagree with their laws, with their customs, with their culture. You leave. You get the F out." And that's my message to you. If you don't like it here in the United States, where Christianity is the primary religion, and get out. Go. Right? Whatever method you came here under, you can get out the same way. And don't let the door slam your A on the way out either. "A guest who says the household is evil while insisting on staying in the house is not moral. He's hostile. That isn't reform. That's replacement thinking." Right? Remember why I was shocked when I finally realized that the millions of illegal aliens that were brought here under the bribe invasion bloodbath, that was the replacement of white people like me. They were trying to replace our entire nation's citizens with illegal aliens. You think I'm wrong? The first case that I remember that was so prominent where American citizens were being replaced was by Southern California Edison. Now, I lived in Southern California at the time, and they were replacing their IT department with H-1B visa bearers, right? And the IT people back then, this is like in the early 2000s, right? 2000-ish. The IT workers were paid $85,000 a year. Now, that was good money in the year 2000. And they were told, you train your replacements who will make less than half as much, or you don't get any severance package. You don't get any pay when you leave the company. You're effed. Well, you're effed anyway. So imagine that. Imagine being told by your billion-dollar corporation, you will train your replacement or you'll get no severance pay. You won't get a nickel when you leave the company. Can you imagine? And then you're out on your A. Can you imagine you're out on your A? It just makes me sick. America is not required to accept condemnation from people who reject its people, its history, and its legitimacy. Criticizing policy is one thing, declaring an entire population the enemy while benefiting from their country is another. If white Americans are the threat, then why live among them? Why live here? If America is irredeemable, why seek authority inside America? You don't get to demonize a nation. You don't get to claim it at the same time. That isn't justice. That's contempt dressed up as virtue. It's a good post, Gene. I think I followed Gene before and he never followed me back, probably because he has 110,000 followers. And that's fine. I'll unfollow him again tomorrow. So what we need to do in the United States of America and throughout the Western world is be more like Poland. We need to be like more like Hungary, that does not allow any illegal immigration. Japan has limited illegal immigration. I'm not saying none, right? I'm not saying they haven't been invaded at all, but they do regulate who can come here. You know, I remember hearing, I don't know if this is true because I know the Netherlands is being overwhelmed by Muzzies, but I hear that, and they're part of the EU, so they may have to allow it, but I hear that in Holland, if you do not learn Dutch, if you don't show an initiative to learn Dutch in the first 6 months, they make you leave. I don't know if that's still true. I know when Geert Wilders was in charge, that was true. I don't know if it's still true. His name would actually be Geert Wilders, right? Because I kind of know how they pronounce that. I was married to a Dutch woman for several years, and I didn't learn a lot. I did learn that they slur their words. Like, for example, when I was in Amsterdam, and I had an apartment right on the Amstel River, it overlooked the Machebrug, which is the skinny bridge, right? That's how they slur their words. So, for example, Van Gogh is not Van Gogh. Van Gogh is, oh, I'm sorry, the V is a F, so it's Fert. Fert Gilders. Van Gogh is actually Van Ho. Van Ho, right? So that would be H, Hurt. Yeah, G would be H. So it's Hurt Wilders, right? Pretty sure that's how it's pronounced. Anyway, doesn't matter. I just find it interesting, you know? And I actually found a job, a broadband technician job that I could have applied for in Amsterdam after I stayed there for 17 days, which was seven too long. But I didn't apply for it because my Dutch wife at the time wasn't interested, but I could have lived there. It was nice in 2012 when I was there. Now, I don't know. I mean, we're talking about almost 14 years ago now since I was there, so it may be an S-hole for all I know. Don't know. Anywho. Okay. I think I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to stop the rumble for the moment, and then I will start it again. We're going to have number one and number two. And I'll be right back on the podcast here on the Stephen Roy podcast. Okay, let's go ahead and continue the second segment of the Rumble. Forgot water again. Oh, well. Just going to have to do it. Okay, welcome to segment number two of this week's Rumble. I'm not even going to say why I had to stop it in segment number one. This is segment number two for the 24th of January, the year of our Lord, 2026. Thanks to Donna for posting that article about what's happening over there Donna posted that. Let's be more like Poland. Thank you, Donna, for posting that. I just noticed that she followed me, so I appreciate that too, Donna. Laura Logan posted this interesting article. You know, did you hear the lie that President Trump's ICE, that our Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, they actually abandoned a child? This thing is so old, it's not laying right, but that's okay. That's okay. Hey, I could just pull it up like that. No. Just forget about it. The whole point is to block that logo I almost showed. Anyway, Laura posted this interesting article, and I don't know if you heard this ridiculous libtarded BS from the leftist media. Well, President Trump and his people left a five-year-old behind. No, what happened is when the legal alien father, I'm not going to say dad, because what dad would do this, abandon their child? So the illegal alien father, when he saw ICE coming to get his criminal A, he abandoned his child. And then, all these children are being abandoned. Well, yes, they are. They're being taken care of. That's what's happening to them. They're being taken care of. I knew I should have grabbed a water on the way out here again and didn't. So Nick posted this. Laura reposted this post from Nick. It says, just in, inside the facility housing the five-year-old saved by Immigrations and Customs Enforcement following his illegal father abandoning him. That's child endangerment. That's what that is. Malbama and Bribin's Slide House put kids in cages. Yes, they did. President Trump has children of illegals in state-of-the-art education centers. But you know what? The Dems, the leftist idiots, could care less about children. And look at this place. It's like a frickin' school. It's like a state-of-the-art school. Look at this. They got computers. They got a library. They've got places where they can play outside. I mean, they got like a big old, you know, one of those big tarp thingies over. Oh, and they got a gym. Just showed the gym. Here's the gym. They got a gym where they can play inside. Then they got this facility outside covered by that ginormous tarp looking thing. It's got a structure under it. It's not one of those that's just held up by a rope. Here's a basketball court where they can play basketball. I'm sure they probably have soccer fields too, you know. Remember the President Trump built soccer fields and state-of-the-art facilities for illegal aliens? They even built facilities where families can stay together and be deported together. That's what Tom Homan said. Tom Homan said, look, you know, it's not that we don't care about illegal alien families. We'll deport them together. We won't separate families. We'll deport them as a unit, which is awesome. Well, in 26 minutes starts the broadcast. So we'll go 15 minutes with this segment number two. Continue the podcast to at least do 1 hour. So there you go. This morning when I got up, it was 9 degrees Fahrenheit here in West Texas. Wind chill was -3. It got colder. It got colder than that as the morning progresses. Because you may notice that right before sunrise, it's always the coldest. Don't ask me why. I guess it's global cooling, the cold that's happening. No, it's called winter. Winter. You know how many years I spent? I mean, I said 20 years, but that may not be correct because I spent over a year in the Truckee Tahoe area. Then I moved to Nevada City. I lived at 4,000 feet on top of a mountain. And if they said it was going to snow at 5,000 feet, we got snow. And there was times where I had 6 feet of snow around my house. And I was so frickin' tired of shoveling snow. And the primary heat in the house was a wood stove. Nice wood stove in the living room. So I hauled wood at least once a week, sometimes more, So I had to go out the back door, had a wood pile outside the back door. So it was like a big metal rack, and I kept a tarp over it. I fashioned a tarp to keep it covered, because obviously wet wood will not burn. So I'd walk out the back, across the patio, down a step, across another little patio, then down a spiral staircase, and then it was covered until I got close to the wood pile. Then I walked out to the wood pile. So I had to shovel from the back door down to the spiral staircase, shovel off the steps of the spiral staircase, then shovel from the cover, that's the deck above the basement level. I had to shovel from that cover to the wood pile, and then shovel off the wood pile. Sometimes it was covered with tarps. And there were times where I had like one or two, can't even remember what the name of it is. This is what happens when you get old. But I had a ton of wood. And my bushel, acre, cord. I had sometimes 1, 2, 3 cords of wood. We would buy wood a cord at a time. We might buy a half a cord of soft wood, like pine, or we would buy or cedar. Cedar burns great, but it's a soft wood. Cut down several cedar trees in that house that were planted way too close to the house. One had two trunks, two trees coming out of one stump, and that stump was as wide as this room. It was maybe not quite as wide as this room. This room was probably 6 feet wide. It was probably 4 feet wide, that stump. It was so big, there was a path that went down under the house. The house was like a tree house. So when the master bedroom was added on, the main house was here, the master bedroom and garage were over here, and then there was a bridge that went across from the main house to this addition, right? And then underneath that bridge, there was a path that went down to the back part of the house. It was like a tunnel, right? Well, right next to that was those two cedar trees. So the house was built like this, boop, 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 around those two cedar trees. Well, over time, they got so big that even though the eave was cut back like 18 inches, you know how an eave overhangs off the edge of a house? That was cut back 18 inches. Still was growing up against the house, so the trees had to be removed. So a tree service came in with a crane, with a 100-foot crane, and lifted each of those trees one at a time because it was two trees growing out of one stump. Then we had cedar forever. And that's what was the primary heat of the house. Now, I love a wood stove. I love a wood fire, but I don't miss hauling wood at all. Don't miss it. Now, Dee and I, in this house, we have a gas fireplace. And that's very nice when it's winter weather out there. Let's say we lost power. That would actually heat our living room with a gas fireplace. And it has one of those nice inserts that looks like it's a real fire burning, and it puts out the heat. So the rest of the house could be cold, but the living room will be warm. Well, that's a great backup source of heat if we should lose power. Now, after we win the Powerball tonight, I will get a whole house generator with an automatic transfer switch. I've been working with generators for most of my career, so I know how they work. I have one site now that has two ginormous generators on transfer switches back to back. So in case one fails, the other one will take over. That's not uncommon for a large electronics facility. Now, if you travel anywhere around the country, you'll see cell phone sites. Cell phone sites, most of the time, will have a generator, right? Because they lose power. And I'm sure you want your service to stay on, even if you lose power, right? So, I post great cat videos too. I love cats. Don't have any cats right now. But I had two cats, and I kept them together with the dogs after that relationship was over, and, you know, because I didn't want to separate them, right? Animals bond. Animals want to be together. I didn't want to separate them. Well, Dee had two little dogs when we met, and I posted pictures of them on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. You'll have to check it out. So, in fact, I have a new friend on the X, and he has a dog rescue. So he posted a picture of a dog with his head rested on him like this. Dog was, you know, in the truck, rested on him like this. And then I posted a picture of Lexington Concord, Lexington Francesca Concord, and she snuggied up against me, and I said, I hate when they do that. I hate when they snuggie up against you. And so Lexington Francesca Concord is a half pug, half Shih Tzu. She's really cute, and she's got a face like this. She needs to get her, needs to get her teeth fixed. And then we have a Chihuahua mix. She's a Chihuahua and Yorkie. Looks like a Chihuahua, cute little thing, little sausage. And her name is Lady May. Best watchdog you could ever get is a Chihuahua. Highly recommend it. And she's funny, man. Today, in the snow, car drives by. She's barking, because how dare they drive past our house? So she has to be kenneled at night because she'll bark. She sees headlights, she'll bark. So now Lexington and Lady May, I call it their bed, and they know it as their bed because they got a pad in there about this big, and a blanket on top of that. So they're very snuggied up in their bed right now. They have their sweaters on because it's so cold outside. We put them in sweaters before we send them outside. I'm not even going to talk about this because it's going to upset me to talk about leftist judges that are releasing criminals, and I see case after case, and it just makes me disgusted, makes me angry when someone's been arrested and then released 17,893 times, and then they murder somebody. It's like, that's a huge surprise. Now, granted, we don't have a mental health system in the United States of America, and many of these people are so sick they need treatment. Now, when President Jimmy Carter, the Peanut Man, may God rest his soul, they kept him alive for 100 years so he could have fake votes. But when the Peanut Man was in office, who was the third worst president of all time? The worst, of course, was the demented Poopy Pants, when it wasn't even the president. He was nothing but a figurehead. And it's funny, Obama said during his second term, you know what I'd like to have is a president that I can just tell him whatever I want him to do. Huh, gee, sound familiar? When you have poopy pants and you're so demented that you don't know one day from the next? That's exactly what we had in those 4 years before President Trump regained office. That's what we had. The dude didn't even know one day from the next. All he knew how to do was sniff children and women. Sicko. Can you imagine being able to lay on the beach for like 3/4 of your presidency? Oh man, that's awesome. I'd love to just be able to lay on the beach all the time and do nothing. So, what is my point? My point is that now we have a president that doesn't take no S. And that's why people don't like him, because they can't control him. Unlike Poopy Pants. So President Trump, he's the master of the media tweak. The master of it. I mean, Rush was awesome because he used to have the media tweak of the day. May God rest his soul. I'll never forget when I heard that he lost his life, when Catherine announced it on the Excellent Broadcasting Network, the EIB network. I cried. I did. I cried. Because I was so sad, because he was like part of my family. Well, he used to do the media tweak of the day, and he used to announce it. Okay, I'm going to do the media tweak of the day. And then he'd say something, and then the media would run with it because they're idiots. Well, President Trump tweaks the media all the time, and I just absolutely love it. So he's been joking about, he's going to run for another term. Well, he can't, because we have a 2-term limit, and that's a constitutional amendment that was passed after FDR died in office. FDR was elected to a fourth term. And it was in World War II, towards the end of World War II. Then Harry S. Truman was the vice president, so he took the presidency. He took control of the slide house, and he's of course the one who ordered the dropping of the bomb. Now, if the bombs weren't dropped, I can tell you, if the bombs weren't dropped, over 1 million Japanese would have died. Over 1 million Japanese. Hundreds of thousands of Marines and American servicemen would have died, because just look at Okinawa. Over 100,000 died on Okinawa. The Japanese people on Okinawa were so indoctrinated, they jumped off cliffs, because they were told that if they were captured by American troops, that they would be raped and murdered, that their children would be tortured. So instead of submitting to the American troops, they jumped off cliffs. I mean, how sick is that? That's a cult. That's a cult. If you indoctrinate your people to not make decisions for themselves, but to commit suicide, how is that any different than the Jonestown Massacre? So when I say that you, a leftist idiot, is drinking the Kool-Aid, I want you to look up Jim Jones and the Jonestown Massacre. Now, I was just a kid when that happened, but I remember it like it was yesterday. How could several hundred people drink the Kool-Aid and then go lay down and die? How is that possible? Because they were indoctrinated. They were told that the end of the world was coming and that they had to do this. And they were forced to give Kool-Aid to their children and then take it themselves and then go lay down for a horrible death. Isn't that terrible? So I responded to this and I said the two-term limit was a constitutional amendment because of FDR. His policies worsened the Great Depression. So during the Great Depression, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt enacted price controls, things got worse. It got worse in the Great Depression. The only thing that saved our great nation was World War II, when World War II gave people jobs for the military effort, right? When the government, you know, saved the entire world, yes, that's what happened. Then you got countries now that hate the United States, who we saved. So why are we doing anything for them today? You want to destroy your nation? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let them do it. That's what I say. Here's a video of Dianne Feinstein, or as I called her, Frankenstein, when she was basically a living corpse towards the end of her life. May God rest her soul. But Dianne Feinstein says that illegal immigrants in 1993 are abusing Medicaid and costing California hundreds of millions of dollars, billions today. Billions! So she said that the illegal aliens are costing nasty California hundreds of millions of dollars via the prison system alone. About 13% of the California prison system, and this was in 1993, it's probably more now, about 13% of the nasty California prison population costs close to $300 million a year for illegal aliens. Our politicians and media like to claim that illegal aliens commit crimes at a far lesser rate than American citizens. That talking point is based on the studies that use extrapolations to estimate totals. They avoid looking at the actual demographics of state and federal prisons because the data does not support the narrative they want to push. In 2018, the Department of Homeland Security released a study that showed 1 in 5 inmates in the federal prison system, that's 20% of the federal prison system, were illegal aliens. The study also showed that illegal aliens in Arizona were twice as likely to commit crimes, not including the crime of coming here illegally. Illegal aliens in Arizonistan are twice as likely to commit crimes. All right. Well, that's going to do it for Rumble number 2 for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. So let's go ahead and play some music for you on the podcast since we have just over 20 minutes to go. An inspiration for Texas Tech playing basketball in just a matter of minutes is this song from AC/DC on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Hey, thanks for listening. XP sucks!
XB sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Wake me up, wake me up. Rugby. My body's healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy. And my Pokemon helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel the vibration. Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Susie Q, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, stretch it.